Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. We have shared the story of the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative on this show in the past.
Last year, we spoke with members of the initiative who were planning a major summit to better connect men in underserved communities with resources to help them be better fathers.
While that annual event brings together a lot of men for important conversations, the other major date on the initiative's calendar involves not just the men, but the people. They are fathers, too. They're daughters, anyway. Dennis Walton is Outreach Coordinator for the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative, and he's with us in the studio. Nice to see you again.
Man, thank you for having me, man. It seemed like it's been too long.
It has. let me ask you, how do you think the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative has changed things already for the people you serve?
Oh, my God. When you are able to work with men who traditionally don't have access to resources that help them become better fathers. And you see the transformation that these men go through once they start to really internalize, what it means to improve themselves, once they start to identify where their barriers are and where their blocks are. You see so many layers peeled back of just not knowing or not understanding. And when that light comes on within fathers, you see a man who is ready to grow. You see a man who is ready to prosper in his emotional self, in his intellectual self, in his creative self, you know, because there's so many different ranges of emotions that you have to be able to express as a father. And many times we don't have the ability. So just giving men access to information to help them better understand themselves internally is definitely making lives better for families and for children.
Do you think something has to happen in their mind for them to decide, yeah, the time is right, I know I need to do something?
Yeah. Well, I think, again, like I said, for the most part, the resources to help men become better fathers are not something that's largely publicized. So many men have issues and they're walking around with, frustrations or with barriers to being better fathers because they just haven't been properly introduced to what it takes to become a better man or become a better father. So the genuine desire is there. So when they are able to meet a person like me who connects with them, who's able to relate with them, and be genuine with them, and then you get into the intimate discussion of who you are, what you are, and how you can be better, you know, then a lot of the fronting, a lot of the mask, a lot of the, apprehensions go away. And then we're able to just have sincere dialogue. And every father that I've come across to date genuinely wants to improve. They just don't have the outlets that allow for that.
Do you think it takes something to admit that you can't do it alone?
Yeah, well, you know, men are egotistical.
I've heard that.
You know, and the last thing you want to do is be identified as an individual or a person who's weak as a man or, you know, with the way life is today, you know, we have to keep on this strong posture. So it's challenging for men to communicate their emotion. I see more men who, once they are in the environment that allows for them to be comfortable, that they're being more honest, more genuine, and really wanting to be more involved, committed, and responsible in the lives of their families.
What do you think happens in this community if and when more fathers get the support they need?
Well, for me, this work is a mission. It's a purpose. There's a sincere purpose with it. And just to answer, your question, if we can do a better job at helping men to become better fathers, helping men to take off their masks, remove their barriers, helping men to understand that the style of fathering that they have can change. There are many different styles of parenting, of fathering, and to be able to explore those things and to be creative with your gift of being a father, because being a father is a gift. You know, once we get men into those, just provide those options, you know, the world of opportunity opens up.
What are the kinds of resources that you steer dads too?
Many different things. I mean, guys are dealing with mental health issues. You know, that's a really big issue with the stresses of the world today. You know, how do you properly relax? How do you properly, deal with your anger, deal with your aggression, deal with your agitation? How do you build skills that help you become a better father? And that's what we focus on. Parenting is a skill, you know. When your child is 5 years old, they're going to be different when they're 13 years old. 13 years old. How do you prepare yourself for that? And then just being able to recognize the differences between fathering your daughter, fathering your son, how to look at your family as a team. And, you know, everybody wants their team to be a winning team. And if you're the coach of that team and your team is not successful, who's responsible for that? You know, so just really teaching men how to be better listeners, better communicators, because, you know, we have issues communicating at times.
I've heard that too.
And, you know, just being realistic about the pressures that we deal with in the world and just allowing our families to be that healing institution, being that resource that stimulates you and helps and motivates you to be a better father every day.
Well, so you mentioned being a dad of a girl is different than being a dad of a boy. Why is a dance for girls and their dads an important part of what you do and an important date on the calendar?
Oh, yeah. Well, this event that we work on, we do it annually. This is the 8th annual Daddy-Daughter Dance. And you're going to hear a lot of that over the next couple of days, Daddy-Daughter Dance, because one is something that we are really proud of. We work really hard. The relationship between fathers and daughters are critical. It's also critical that we do our very best to encourage and inspire men to be motivated to be better fathers. See, today we don't have where it's traditionally men are not celebrating their children like they used to in the past. You know, so what we do is we try to create events that allow for fathers to establish greater bonds with their children and with their families. So this Daddy-Daughter Dance is all about improving the relationships between fathers and daughters, which is critical because you see so many young women out here who go astray or who grow up with insecurities, who go off into a life of negative things because they did not have a strong male presence in their life. They did not have a strong man that was guiding them, directing them, showing them, teaching them respect. So this event, the Daddy-Daughter Dance, is one that's so important because we want to do what we can to help men have a better relationship with their daughters.
You would hope that the things that dads and daughters get from this dance will last after the last dance that night is done.
Yeah, and it does. I mean, for me, this is my third Daddy-Daughter Dance. And the first Daddy-Daughter Dance that I attended, I was having challenges with my family. That's how I came to the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative. Being a young father, my children were not with me. I went through some challenges with their mother where my children were taken out of state, and I had to fight for 6 years to get my children back into my life. So when I went to the first Daddy-Daughter Dance and I saw all of these men coming into North Division on 10th and Center, and there's red carpets laid out, and there's, you know, strobe lights like Hollywood, and there's limousines pulling up, and I'm seeing everybody from janitors to judges, and the daughters are coming in ballroom gowns, and every man was so proud. That first Daddy-Daughter Dance, I left crying because I did not have my daughter, and it was such a beautiful event. And I felt so bad that I wasn't allowed to have I didn't have my daughter at the time. Well, fast forward, you know, things balanced themselves out. I improved myself. I improved my communication. You know, my children's mother, we repaired our circumstances. My children were back in my life through being diligent and fighting through the system. Now I have my children back. And I was able to take my daughter to the Daddy-Daughter Dance for the first time. And I tell you, we were dressed to kill. You know, and we took it really serious, you know. Just preparing her and getting myself prepared and riding with the other fathers, fellowshipping, and my daughter being able to establish relationships with young women in a healthy way, and seeing men come together to show so much love and passion and inspiration for being fathers. So to your question, as far as the effects of it, I mean, this is the third year and my daughter's been ready and she's been on me. She's on me in July, you know, all year long, getting us prepared and keeping me focused on the Daddy-Daughter Dance. So, yes, you know, these young women have their fathers opening doors for them, you know, just waiting on them hand and foot. It's really showing young women that their fathers care for them, which is definitely something that will last a lifetime. But the experience of being able to dance and enjoy oneself and, you know, just let your guards down as a father, where you don't have to be this tough macho guy. You know, when you have this beautiful little girl here whose eyes are shining bright, you know, it really helps men to be able to look at themselves in a different way, because when you're looking at your daughter, you're definitely looking at yourself in a different way, you know. So the nurturing that goes into the relationship, into the evening, into the night, is one that's memorable for a lifetime.
Sounds like a fantastic night. Dennis Walton, thanks so much, and enjoy the dance.
No, thank you so much.
Dennis Walton is Outreach Coordinator for the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative. The group's annual Daddy-Daughter Dance is next Saturday, the 21st, at North Division High School. There is a link to more information at WUWM.com.
We are just over a week out until the Academy Awards. Before you fill out your office pool ballot, stay tuned for a preview from our film contributor when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.